USA Radio News.
Voters in five states, including Nevada and Wisconsin, are going to the polls today. Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He says the latest move by President Trump in North Korea could be a game changer.
What was the complaint you heard frequently from Trump critics? He was bellicose. He would get us into a war. Mm-hmm. We were going to be fighting North Korea. Guess what? That's over. Whatever happens in the future, I don't think it will be as bellicose. So he's changed his image.
President Trump said the summit may not have even happened had it not been for this one person.
Otto Warmbier is a very special person, and he will be for a long time in my life. His parents are good friends of mine. I think without Otto, this would not have happened. Otto did not die in vain. He had a lot to do with us being here today.
Quick look at your numbers midway through the trading day this Tuesday. Currently, the Dow is up right around 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The Tony Awards bucked a trend when it comes to recent award shows. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The Tony's ratings actually increased, which is unusual for award shows these days. The final numbers have, among adults 18 to 49, an 11% increase, and there was a 4% hike in total audience, reaching 6.32 million viewers. The 2017 ceremony was watched by 6.05 million, the Tony's smallest TV audience since 2012. In 2016, when the wildly popular Hamilton was sweeping the award, the program did score 8.7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tesla announced it would be laying off 3,600 workers as CEO Elon Musk made a promise earlier this year that the company would turn a profit in the second half of 2018. And a quick look at your numbers today on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is down just around 20 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The deaths of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain are drawing attention to a public health crisis in America. That's called depression and suicide. Megyn Kelly today had Kevin Hines, who attempted to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge and commit suicide, but take a listen to what happened when he was waiting right before he was going to jump.
All I wanted that day was for one human being to see my pain and to say something. In particular, I had made a pact with myself that if one person says, "Are you okay? Is something wrong? Or can I help you?" I would have told that person everything and begged them to save me. The woman who did approach me with a smile on her face, with big blonde curly hair, I immediately thought, she's coming to save me. I don't have to do this. I don't have to die today. And she approached, pulled out a digital camera, and she said, "Will you take my picture?" And you guys, I had to laugh on the inside. She hands me her camera, and she literally posed for like 5 minutes. Like this pose, that pose, five pictures later. And I used to be angry about it, Megan. Because I thought nobody cares. But then I realized something. I think she was just trying to show me something beautiful as opposed to the pain I was in.
Hines also shares some perspective on how he thinks about things now.
What people don't recognize in the crisis of suicidal thinking is that your thoughts don't have to become your actions. If you can recognize every time I'm chronically suicidal. I think about it all the time. But I'll never die that way. Never. Because I never allow my thoughts to become my actions when they are negative.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.